Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. How do we take care of mom and dad? How do we make sense out of what's going on in our life? How do we do all the things that we just can't do? Welcome to the show. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host here for 20 years right here on KFBK. Planning on having my last show at the end of July, after 20 years. Glad to see you. Glad you're here. Glad you're listening. But as everything, all good things must come to an end. And right now my plans, God willing, the creek don't rise, are to be done with this show on the last day of July. So here's your chance. Here's your chance to come in. You've been thinking about it for 10 years. This is your chance to come in and do it. What if you, for one reasonable fee, could make sure that you could get VA benefits when the time came, that your documents were in order, that you could get Medi-Cal if you needed it for home care or nursing home care, or assisted living, or whatever it was? What would it be worth to you to have peace of mind and have the peace of mind to know that what you worked a lifetime for is not going to be lost? For those of you that have been sitting on the fence for 20 years, that's really the question. The question is, what's it worth to you to get off your rear end and actually do something about the issues that are going on in life? I'm going to talk a little bit about Facebook here in a minute, because I've really increased my presence on Facebook. I mean, a lot. You can go to my Facebook page, Assets and Aging. You can take a look. You can look around. You can, do all that kind of stuff. But I wanted to, if I can find it here, I wanted to read you something that somebody wrote on my Facebook page. And it's somebody named Phyllis. And, I'm talking about on the page, what happens when dad has a stroke? What happens when grandma falls and breaks her hip? What happens when somebody goes into a nursing home? And I'll get to all the other stuff on the show in a minute, but I want you to focus on this. And Phyllis replied, "It isn't all that bad. Take one item at a time rather than trying to solve all now." Well, what do you mean take one item at a time? You don't know which one of them is going to happen. So I wrote back, I said, Phyllis, even taking one at a time, it can still be difficult. Who's going to take care of mom when she has a broken hip, or dad when he has a stroke? Who's going to pay the $9,000 a month for a nursing home or memory care unit? It's really hard. And somebody else wrote facetiously, and it's fine. People can write whatever they want, and I just ask them not to be mean. But she said, just keep wine on hand. That'll solve everything. And I'm thinking, well, that's a flippant answer to the reality of what happens to us when we can't take care of ourselves anymore, or take care of mom anymore, or grandma anymore. The answers to those questions become really, really, really important. And just hoping it's going to go away, have a little more wine, or don't worry, just take them as they come and it'll all be okay, are flippant answers that wind up costing people everything. That cost families everything, not just financially, but emotionally and spiritually. And their lives just get turned upside down when this happens. You can listen to all the pie in the sky, by and by shows you want to listen to about how it's not so bad, and you can plan, No, it's really bad, folks. Long-term care is really bad. I have a case right now I have two of them right now. They're 2.5 inches, maybe 3 inches thick, because of the information that was required by Medi-Cal. Nothing wrong with Medi-Cal. They have the right to require it. And when people look at it, they don't believe me. And then I show them a case and I go, this is what it looks like when it's done. VA cases are worse. The VA is a total nightmare. So this is kind of your last chance for a while. I'm going to be around doing other stuff, I'm not going away, but you're not going to have me speaking, you know, buzzing in your ear every day or every Sunday saying, you know, when are you going to get off your tush and go do something about this for your mom, yourself, your dad? It's not going to get better. Okay, with that said, I'm going to come back to that in a minute. But welcome to the show. Glad to have you with us. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host. Remember all the disclaimers of the day. I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney. And there's like a lot of them that know what they're doing and a lot of them who don't know what they're doing. So make sure you pick the right list. I have a legal document assistant license, which allows me to prepare legal documents such as trusts and powers of attorney and wills at your direction. My license is recorded and bond is filed in Sacramento County, California. I have an insurance license. I'm a notary. I'm not a tax guy. I'm not securities licensed. And everything I talk about here is my opinion only. My opinion is usually correct, by the way. But it's my opinion only. My opinion only. So let me talk to you in real terms. And how do you get a hold of me? You can get a hold of me by calling me. My phone number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Pardon me. Get a little water here. Assetsandaging.com. You can scroll down. My next workshop, this is a different one. It's on Monday, July 1st at 6 o'clock. I have to make sounds while I'm drinking water, otherwise we have dead air. I'm not being impolite. So once in a while in the summer during daylight savings time, I'll do a workshop on an evening. And so I've got one coming up on July the 1st. At 6 in the evening, only 12 people. So this is a good one for people who, pardon me, you have kids at work and their kids can't come on Saturdays because they work on Saturdays or have clients at work. So once in a while during the summer when we have daylight savings time, so you'll be home before it gets dark. So the workshop will start at 6. You can make reservations by calling me or going to my website and there'll be a link there to a landing page where you can sign up directly. That's the 1st of July at 6 o'clock. It's free. I know you're used to hearing the Saturday ones, but when the weather's nice, pardon me, and it's daylight savings time, then I'll do one in the evening. So Monday, July the 1st, as my mom used to say, July the 1st at 6 o'clock, my office. You need tickets to get in. How do you get tickets? You call me. 800-999-8007, or you go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up there. Okay, let me just talk about a couple things. I had somebody come in. Let me give you a scenario. An older person goes to the hospital. The older person is living in an apartment. The older person gets fired from their job because they're not coming to work because they're in the hospital. The older person then goes to a rehab facility. The older person then loses the apartment because they can't pay the rent because they lost the job because they went in the hospital and wound up in a rehab center. The family is so messed up that they're trying to take care of this and none of them knows how to do it. I'd like to tell you that's an isolated case, but it's not. Let me tell you about another case. Older person has a trust. has a lot of bank accounts, has some real estate, puts some of it, not my trust, puts some of the stuff in the trust and some of it not in the trust. The two parents die relatively quickly, one after the other. The child, who is now the trustee, is going to have to probate part of the estate. Why? Because not everything was in the trust. And whoever did the trust didn't make sure that the bank accounts, that the house, that everything was in the trust. So they're going to have to go to probate. So even though they had a trust, there's going to be a probate. Now, why is that important? Because if the person was in a nursing home on Medi-Cal, Medi-Cal can recover from the probate estate. So how many of you have a trust? Oh, Bob, I have a trust. I have everything in it. Oh, yeah, everything's in it. Are you sure? Well, yeah, pretty sure. I think my daughter's on one of the accounts. Really? You think? What about the pensions? What about life insurance? What about whatever? What about IRAs? What about 401ks? Who do the IRAs go to if there's no benefit? Well, we don't know. We're going to have to probate the IRAs? So every time I turn around, there's something else that people say will never happen that has happened. And for those of you that are listening, and by the way, you can listen to this radio show on my website at another time. So if you can't stay awake or you're just getting half of this show because you woke up early, late or whatever, you can listen to the show on my website anytime. You can listen to all my radio shows on my website if you're a member. If you're not a member of Assets and Aging, why? Why would you not spend a few lousy bucks a month to make sure that you're always up to date, you have videos available to you, you have articles, blogs available to you, you have super secret newsletters available to you? So why would you not go to my website and become a member of Assets and Aging? That's going to be especially important when I'm off the air, because that's where all the information's going to be. The information that nobody's going to be telling you anymore, that's where it's going to be. It's going to be there a lot. That's how you're going to know what to listen to. That's how you're going to know where the information is. All of that's going to happen on my website or on my Facebook page. My Facebook page is out. It's been updated. It's terrific. And it's going to grow. Assets and Aging. That's my Facebook page. You can go there. You can look at it. You can fool around in it. You can look at the articles that I've put links to. All of the information is going to be available to you, but just in a different way. So make sure you've become a member of Assets and Aging on my website. For a couple lousy dollars a month, you can make sure you and your family are up to date with the most current information. And everybody that's listening to me should be going to their website and signing up for a membership at Assets and Aging. There's no reason all of you shouldn't. If you haven't signed up for my newsletter, why not? Again, you can go to Assets and Aging and sign up for my newsletter. And as I leave the air, that's going to become more important because you're not going to have me to listen to all the time here. I've been doing it for 20 years, but it's coming to an end. So anyhow, back to my subject. All of you, like the lady on the Facebook page who said, oh, just take them one at a time, it's not so hard. Do you know how hard it is to take care of someone who's 85 years old, who's cranky, who has a broken hip and won't do their exercises? Do you know how hard it is to take care of an 82-year-old man who has dementia and can't remember what he did for a living and can't remember his grandkids' names? Do you know how hard it is to do that? Do you know how hard it is to be a spouse who's a caretaker? It's harder than digging ditches. It's harder than anything you can think of. It is just hard work. And if you're that ignorant or stupid pardon me, yes, I use those words, to believe that somehow you're going to escape this and this is never going to happen to you, or as somebody on my Facebook said, just keep some wine around, that that's the answer to the issues of aging, then you're not being very wise about anything. And this is the kind of stuff that's going to bite you in the bottom someday, and everybody in the family is going to go, what happened? How come you didn't take, what happened? I don't know what happened. Where are you getting it? So again, today I get something from a VA pension planning organization. And it's talking about ABLE accounts, which are a kind of account that are available to people who have special needs. ABLE accounts are called under tax law, ABLE, ABLE accounts. The problem is they're recoverable by Medi-Cal. And then they talk a little bit about irrevocable trusts, but they don't do a very good job of talking about that. Special needs trusts, those kinds of things are really important if you have a disabled child or whatever. It's really and really, 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 really important. Also, veterans have, a federal court has allowed veterans to file class action lawsuits against the VA. It's really important that you understand special needs trusts. It's really important that you understand irrevocable trust. It's really important that you understand how the VA is going to work. If you're a vet, have you started the 36-month clock running? Well, I don't know what you mean, Bob. Well, have you started the... There's a 36-month look-back now to get certain VA benefits, like aid and attendance. Have you started the 36-month clock running? I don't know how to do that. Well, don't you think maybe you ought to come in and see me and know how to learn how to do that and, in fact, get it done? Don't you think that would be a good idea? Don't you think it would be a good idea to stay informed and up-to-date? Do you know about the coming rule changes for Medi-Cal? I'll guarantee you they're coming, folks. If you follow my, I'm guaranteeing your budget is going to force changes and it's going to impact seniors. I'm telling you right now, mark my words. If you read my Facebook page, you'll see all the articles I posted that somebody is doing this now after I've been talking about it for 20 years. Somebody's now just discovered that there are seniors who are poor and can't take care of themselves and can't afford housing and can't afford peanut butter. Somebody just discovered that. I've known that and been talking about that here for 20 years. So you have the opportunity here to make a difference. Is it worth it to you to make sure that you've protected everything if you go into a nursing home or need Medi-Cal? Is it worth it to you to make sure you get the VA benefits to which you're entitled? Do you understand what I mean when I say start the 3-year clock? You don't understand it? Well, then again, you're going to get caught up when you need it and somebody tells you, well, there's a 36-month look back. Did you start the 36-month? No, I didn't even know what that was. If you're a veteran, why haven't you done that? If you're the spouse of a veteran, why haven't you done that? Why hasn't your family done that? You have an opportunity here in the next few weeks to get in to see me. You'll have the opportunity after that, but I won't be yelling in your ear like I am now. You have the opportunity to make a difference in your life, the life of your mom, the life of your dad, the life of your grandma, the life of your grandpa. You can make sure that even if you have a trust, you don't wind up in probate. You can make sure that if your grandma doesn't get kicked out of her house because she wound up in the hospital, couldn't make the lousy couple hundred bucks a month she was making because she lost her job, and all of a sudden the family scrambling around. They don't want to listen. They just want to scramble around, and they're going to wind up paying a lot of money because this person isn't on Medicare. And so when they lost their job, what else did they lose? Come on, what else did they lose? They lost their health insurance. So you have a choice. 800-999-8007. 800, write it down, 999-8007. 8007. Or you could go to my website. What's my website? Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, Assets and Aging.com. That's A-N-D, A-S-S-A-N-D, A-G-I-N-G.com. Go there, sign up for my workshop on the 1st of July. Don't miss it. It's going to be at 6 o'clock p.m., limited to 12 people. I'm going to be giving you the answers to all the things we're talking about here. When you call, I'll tell you stuff I want you to bring with you. 800-999-8007. The workshop is free. Or assetsandaging.com. What's it worth to you to know that no matter what happens, what you've worked a lifetime for will be protected? If you need VA benefits, you'll be able to access them. You know, there are still 5 million or something like that Vietnam vets. There's still a lot of Korean War vets alive. There's 5 to 7 million Vietnam vets alive. That doesn't mean you were in Vietnam. It means you were a vet during the time the war was on who are eligible for benefits. Have you started the 36-month clock running? I had somebody come in the other day who had four of the diseases that are on the Agent Orange list. We're going to get them some help. Four of the diseases that were on the Agent Orange list, they didn't know they were eligible because this person was in Vietnam. When are you going to get up, walk to the phone, make the phone call, and get the help you need? What's it worth to you to have peace of mind? What's it worth to you to have your mom and dad be safe and secure and taken care of and have the money to do that? I had somebody come in today that has a large amount of money in the bank and is living on $1,000, $1,300 a month of Social Security, and his rent is $1,000. And he's got money that can make his life better, but nobody's told him it can make his life better. He's terrified to touch it. And we're going to make his life better. Would you like your life to be better, your mom's life to be better, your dad or Grammy's life to be better? If you're a veteran, if you're a veteran of Korea or World War II or Vietnam, or the surviving spouse of a veteran, have you started the clock running, the 36-month clock running, so you can get aid in attendance when your time comes? Have you done the things necessary to make sure that if you ever wind up in a nursing home, your family can protect everything, not some of it, everything? I posted a website the other day from an organization that said you can only have $2,000 if you're in a nursing home. You can look at my Facebook page. You'll see my comments. Make a difference today in your life, the life of somebody you love. Make a difference today. Again, a few more weeks and I'll be off the air. I'll still be around, but there's not going to be anybody yelling at you and screaming at you to get out there and do something. The time for you to sit down and talk to me for free is running out. So take advantage of the time you have left to listen to me on the radio and get up, go to the phone and make a phone call or get to my webpage, get to a workshop, get in to see me. The consultation is free, but do the things that you have to do to make a difference in your life so you can have peace of mind and be secure in the knowledge that what you worked a lifetime for is going to be protected, and benefits to which you are entitled, you're going to get, and your family's going to get, and your mom and dad are going to get. My phone number is simple, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. My website is simple, assetsandaging.com. assetsandaging.com. You can go there, and the minute you go to Assets and Aging, the first thing you do is click on a membership and become a member of Assets and Aging, because then you're going to be kept up to date on everything. Even after the radio stops, you'll be kept up to date on everything, so you'll be able to make sure your family always gets the best. You can also sign up for my workshop on July the 1st. You don't want to miss it. I don't do many evening workshops. Usually do Saturday workshops, but you'll want to be at this one, I think. That's at 6 o'clock on July the 1st at my office, and I'll send you tickets. 800-999-8007 or assetsandaging.com. Do what you need to do to have peace of mind and security. Make sure you do it today. Tomorrow may be too late. Start the clock and make sure you get what you need to be safe, secure, and protected. Thanks so much for listening to Assets and Aging. I'll be back here next week or my podcast every Wednesday at noon right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Have a great day.